Lesson 31, the Skylark. Skylarks are plentiful everywhere in Europe, and in winter they fly about in large flocks. Their summer food is mostly earthworms, but in winter they are driven to vegetable diet. We call the wild plants weeds, and the garden ones flowers, but each alike bears its little seeds after its own kind, and each of these little seeds has its own work to do. We gather the pods of our sweet peas and our lupines and store them carefully away till we plant them the following summer. And the wild flower seeds, does nobody gather them? Yes, God lays them in his storehouse, and not one is wasted. Some fall to the ground, ready to take root and grow up in the springtime, but the greatest part are for the spreading of the little bird's table. The larks especially feed on these seeds in the winter, and all the cold weather through they come and eat and are satisfied. Everybody loves the skylark's song, and sometimes when people have gone away to other lands, they have taken a skylark with them to remind them of their old home. There was once a poor old woman who, finding it hard work to get her living at home, thought that she would like to go to the gold diggings in Australia. So she crossed the sea to that far-off country. The only treasures she possessed she took with her. One of these was a pet skylark, which had been used to live in a small wicker cage outside her cottage window.